Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same price, or all the same website, I should say. www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Now, this week's podcast topic is kind of inspired from a couple of situations that I had as an insurance agent. Regarding the sale of a vehicle. Now, I found this article from U.S. News and World Report with 6 tips for selling your vehicle. I'm only going to share a couple of the tips because I do want you to go to the article itself from U.S. News and World Report so you can read all 6 tips and get additional information when it comes to selling your car or truck. I'll explain the situations that I had that inspired this podcast as we go along. So why don't we go ahead and jump right in. And according to the article, the first tip is study the market. Check your vehicle's value via Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds first, and then check the local listings for similar vehicles to find the right pricing for your vehicle. Kelley Blue Book is obviously the go-to for most people when it comes to buying or selling a vehicle or trading one in. You put in your information, put in your zip code. If you do private party value, it'll give you a rough estimate as far as in your area what you could expect to get based on the condition of your car. Same thing when it comes to a trade-in, and then as far as a purchasing a vehicle, what a dealer would ask for your vehicle. Edmunds, I think, is a little bit more accurate, really, in my opinion. Again, that's my opinion. You can check out Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance section. It's going to be the lower right-hand side of the landing page. Click on that, and it's going to get you to the blog post for 6 tips for selling your vehicle. And I have links here to Kelley Blue Book and to Edmunds. It does say that seasons factor into the pricing. For example, sports cars and convertibles tend to sell better and quicker in the summer. And then SUVs and trucks obviously tend to sell better in the fall and winter. So be sure to check on that. Now, when it comes to valuing your vehicle with Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds, you need to be honest. You know, it may say that the vehicle in pristine, excellent, super condition has a value of $10,000 as far as if you were to sell it as a private party. And then on the low end, in a fair condition, the vehicle is only worth about $3,000. So what you need to do is you need to go in as far as Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds and evaluate your vehicle properly. I mean, if there's some cosmetic damage, if there's some mechanical issues, you know, it's not going to be pristine, near showroom quality, okay? You're going to want to, if it's got some mechanical issues, it's going to be a good to fair. If it's got cosmetic issues, again, it's going to be good to fair. If it's one of those ones that you always hear about, a little old lady only drove it to the grocery store, to church, twice on Sunday, really low mileage. Other than that, like, the back seat has never been used. The vehicle is in immaculate condition, and obviously you can go for the higher end of the valuation that they have for your vehicle. Check around local listings, check Craigslist, check, dealerships, car lots, all the things that you would do if an insurance company is going to total your vehicle. A couple years back, I did a podcast on, what an insurance company does when they total out your vehicle. And I gave some tips on how you can get a little bit more money as far as the total loss. And one of those is to check local listings for similar vehicles, similar mileage, similar features within 180 miles of your residence. By getting those figures, you should be able to get a little bit more from your insurance company for comparable vehicles. And again, when it comes to selling your vehicle, you'll have an idea of what the local marketplace has as far as your vehicle and what they are asking for. Now, what they're asking for doesn't necessarily mean what the vehicle has been sold for. It's usually a starting place as far as negotiations when it comes to purchasing a vehicle. So, check Craigslist, check your local used car dealerships, do a search on the web. I think autotrader.com, you could check that. Kelley Blue Book in Edmonds, they have local vehicle searches that you can do as well. So go ahead and utilize the internet to study the market when it comes to pricing your vehicle. The second tip they have here is assemble your paperwork. Check with your DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles. Ours is called the Secretary of State. Indiana, I think, is called the BMV, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Check with them to see. You could probably go to their website, and under their frequently asked questions is, I'm selling my car, what do I need? It should have a list of the documentation that you will need when it comes to selling your car or transferring the title to another party. Sometimes it's as simple as signing off on the title and getting a bill of sale, and away you go. But each state is different when it comes to their title transfers and when it comes to selling a vehicle. So you certainly want to double check to make sure that you have all your paperwork. Now, one thing I do want to keep in mind, you to keep in mind, is make a copy of the signed title and bill of sale and keep them for your records in case of a lawsuit or insurance claim. The reason I say this is situation that I just had recently. I had an insured that had sold two vehicles and last fall, and they said that they had contacted me, but I don't have any documentation that they did contact me as far as the sale of those vehicles. They recently made some changes to their policy, got their the change paperwork, and noticed the two vehicles were still on there. They explained to me that they had called me last fall, that they had sworn they called me last fall to have those vehicles deleted. Again, I told them I don't have any notes, I have no paperwork, I have nothing that indicates that they had contacted us. I did ask them if they had a copy of the bill of sale, if they had a copy of the titles or anything. They said no, it was a cash deal. They signed off on the title and just handed it off. Thankfully, through working with the underwriters at the insurance company, having them sign a statement stating that they had sold the vehicles, I was able to get the insurance company to backdate the deletion of those vehicles back to, unfortunately, not when they were sold, but when they were re-registered by the state. So I highly recommend that when you do sell your vehicle, make a copy of the signed title. I mean, if you sign on the seller's thing and make a photocopy of it and just keep that, that's fine. And then also make up a bill of sale. I sold My 1989 Dodge Caravan to Joe Smith for $500, date it and sign it, have Joe Smith sign it as he's taken possession of it, have two copies of the title, sign them both, hand one to the buyer along with the title, you keep a copy along with a copy of the signed title. Keep that in your paperwork for future reference. Another situation that I had with a client last year, they had sold a vehicle and did not keep the plate. That's another thing too, is when you sell the vehicle, don't leave the plate on the vehicle, because the plate is tied to you. It's not tied to the vehicle. The insured sold the vehicle with the plate on it, thinking that, hey, they've sold the vehicle, they signed off on the title, vehicle's no longer theirs, so that's not going to be an issue. Well, the person that purchased the vehicle did not re-register it. Apparently, the sticker on the license tag was still good for a number of months yet, so this guy was skating around, driving around without insurance, but still having a plate that looked legal. Got into a serious car accident in a major city here near us. His pregnant girlfriend got injured. And come to find out that this dude did not re-register the vehicle, nor did he replace the plate. And when the Secretary of State or the DMV tracked down who the owner of the vehicle was, guess who it was? It was my insured. My insured did not keep a copy of the signed title. He did not keep a copy of any sort of bill. He was in the process of being sued because he was the registered owner of the vehicle. Even though he had sold it, he was in some serious trouble. Thankfully, we had turned in a claim to his insurance carrier. His insurance carrier denied it and provided proof that the vehicle was deleted from the policy, which seemed to satisfy the lawyer for the injured party. So our insured, thankfully, was off the hook. But this took several months to get sorted out. Again, when you're going to sell your vehicle, make sure you make a copy of the signed title, have a bill of sale, keep that stuff in your important papers for the rest of your life just to protect you from a lawsuit or an insurance claim, just like I had with one of my insureds last summer. All right, rant over. Number three is inspect it. Have a mechanic give it a once-over so you can properly price the vehicle. Usually a mechanic will charge anywhere from $50 to $100 to do like a 18 or 24 point inspection, listing out the condition of various components, their recommendations as far as things that need to be fixed. You know, minor repairs, replacing a headlight, having a windshield replaced, maybe putting on new tires if the tires are really worn, buying a set of floor mats, stuff like that, just real minor things will help to sell the vehicle. Because when a potential buyer takes a look at, okay, here's a report from a mechanic stating that these things are going to need to be fixed and within a time frame of when they need to be fixed, they'll notice that there are new tires on the car. It's one less expense they have to make. The windshield and all the glass looks good. That's one another thing they don't have to deal with. If a buyer knows what is wrong with a car or what is going to need to be done with a car, you're most likely going to get somebody that's going to want to buy the car versus purchasing it and not having a real good idea, or having themselves take it to a mechanic and shelling out the $50 or $100 to have the inspection done to figure out what's wrong with the car. Really, really important thing to do is inspect it. So that way, once it's inspected, you know what's wrong with the car. That'll help you price the vehicle a little bit better, so that when you go to KBB or Edmunds, you'll know exactly what's wrong with a vehicle, and you can go, okay, you know, this is wrong with the vehicle. So it's really not in new condition. It's in good condition. Or if there's something major that you find out that's wrong with it, well, I can't price it in good condition because there are some serious issues with it. I got to go with a fair condition market value. The last tip that I want to share with you today is number four, and it's detail it. If the vehicle is worth it, you know, if you've got a rusted out beater that you're trying to get $1,000 for, it's not going to be worth having it detailed, okay? But if you're selling a vehicle that's worth, you know, $3,000 to $10,000, yeah, you might want to spend the $100 to $200 to have it detailed inside and out. And that means, you know, having it, you know, from the wheel wells all the way to the ashtray. If, I don't know, vehicles these days, I don't think vehicles these days even have ashtrays anymore. But you know what I'm talking about. Going through with a fine-tooth comb, getting everything cleaned up, shampooing the carpet, shampooing the interior, the seats, getting as many stains as you can out, having everything shined up, cleaned up, looking good, smelling nice. Your buyers are going to be willing to buy the vehicle if they get into it and just get this feeling of newness, get that new car smell. You know, it really makes the vehicle stand out from the others if you got a nice shine on it, if the interior looks immaculate. So if the vehicle's worth it, again, if it's a $1,000 beater, don't spend the money to have it detailed because you're not going to get that money back. But, you know, if you got a vehicle that's maybe $3,000 and up, it may be worth to spend $100, $200 to have it completely detailed, and you most likely will get your money back from that. If you don't want to spend the money to have it completely detailed, then do it yourself. You know, go to the dollar store and, you know, pick up cleaning supplies. I mean, they've got, you know, dashboard wipes that you can buy for a dollar. You know, you can get windshield cleaner window cleaner for a dollar. You can get, at some dollar stores, I've noticed that you can get the aerosol spray that smells like a new car. I mean, take the time to get the fast food bags out from underneath the seats. You know, clean out the old decrepit fries from the seat rails. Just go around the vehicle and just shine it up. Make it look nice. It may be a rusted out piece of crap, but if you shine it up to look like a nice rusted out piece of crap, you could probably get a little bit more for it than when it comes to negotiations, rather than you have this dirty, rusted out piece of crap that you're asking for $1,000 on, you know, and somebody will say, I'll give you $500 for it, you know, because look at it, it's dirty, it's run down, it's rusty, it looks like crap. If you shine it up, make it look as nice as you can, yeah, that negotiation may go up a couple $100. You know, instead of getting $1,000, maybe you'll get an offer for $700 instead of $500. It's totally up in the air as far as that. But the nicer the vehicle looks, the more confident the buyer will feel when it comes to negotiating a purchase of the vehicle. Again, I want you to go to our website. It's mvpinsure.us. And the lower right-hand side of the landing page is a link to our blog post for today. 6 tips for selling your vehicle. I want you to go to our blog post because I want you to go to the U.S. News and World Report article so you can read the additional tips for selling your vehicle. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, too, you can do that. It's marciliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week.